the war shall increase, and the carnage shall increase, and those who are living will often envy the dead. So great will be the suffering of mankind. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 15 through 22, quote, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything from his house, and let him who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are with child, or who have infants at the breast in those days. But pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor will be. And unless those days had been shortened, no living creature would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful happenings if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in her hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 30th, 1984. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady now is crying. The tears are just, it's like raining from heaven. The tears are falling down now upon us. I can feel them washing my face. But Blessed Mother, I wish that I could help you in some manner of more sacrifice. Now Jesus is looking down at his mother. She's turned her head away to wipe the tears from her face. And Jesus now is turning towards me, and he's placing his first fingers to his lips. my child, and my children. My mother, my dear mother, her tears are falling upon the nations, for she knows, as I do, what has befallen mankind and what the future holds. I warn you all now, you are approaching a terrible crisis, a crisis that will involve death. Blood shall flow from the streets of New York soon. My children, that does not mean that you will flee, for you will find it will be of no use to flee the carnage, for you will not be safe anywhere but under the mantle of my mother. And all who wear their scapulars and the rosary will be saved, but all those who cast them aside as superstition shall be lost. My children, you must wear your armor and protect your homes. I have asked you many times to bar your homes to all, but your immediate family and close shrine workers, for those who knock upon your doors will be evil and will be sent there to invade you. Oh, my children, what a world we are looking upon. Never has sin been so sophisticated and accepted as normal. No sin shall go unpunished. I want you to know now, there is a heaven, there is a hell, and there is purgatory. And you, my children, of your own free will choose where you will go. No man shall go to hell unless he wants this and accepts it and has turned to Satan as his leader. There are many satanic cults, my child, in your country, in Canada, and in all the nations of the world. Satan has done his work well, but he knows that his time is limited. Therefore, he will now gather more disciples to be among you. You will be given the knowledge, my children, when you wear your scapular and keep your rosary with you. You would be given the knowledge to recognize the face of evil. Though they wear the bodies of men, they are demons in human form. I warn you now, all of those what they call flying saucers, my children, they are not flying saucers. They are vehicles from hell transporting demons from place to place. Though they be spirits, there is a mystery of the living dead that you do not know. They must be transported. They cannot go upon their own. This is a mystery that I shall perhaps in the future give you the knowledge of. My child and my children, you must pray constantly. The sound of prayer is like cymbals clanging to their ears, and they must run and flee from you. So you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your life. Your station in life means nothing. You must pray, for you will lose everything, your station, your home, your children, your lives. Oh, my child, if only I could come with words of cheer. But can I deceive you? I am not the deceiver. I must tell you the truth. And the only way you can protect yourselves and your family is by knowing the truth. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, your country, your home, and you will be saved. There is still time to turn back. How much time is given to you? The one grain is beginning to now go through the hourglass. That will tell you, my child and my children, how serious a situation now is upon us. Look up into the sky, my child.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. How can we protect our homes and our families from all disaster? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of super adhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I have a testimony here of a home that was protected with crucifixes. It reads, "Dear These Last Days, I want to thank our Blessed Mother and our Lord for saving my niece's house, her husband Mel, and their two children during the terrible Hurricane Fran there in Willow Springs, North Carolina. Their place was the only one that wasn't damaged. I gave her your personal protection packet. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Mary G." If you don't have crucifixes on your outside doors, send $8 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This radio program, produced by These Last Days Ministries, can now be heard on the Internet on the World Wide Web at tldm.org. That's tldm.org. Send us an email on how you like it and tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 30th, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Directly over Our Lady's statue, there's a large globe, but it's very black-looking and dark. But I know it's a globe of the world with a huge cross on it. But now flames are leaping out from each side of the ball. It looks like the world's afire. It's a frightening thing, the most frightening thing. Oh, God have mercy upon us all. Mercy." Now Our Lady is coming forward, and the burning world is now evaporating. Now Lady is touching her first fingers to her lips. She's still crying. The tears are coming down from her eyes onto us. And I know these tears are flowing on many because I can feel them now on my face. I cry. My tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Any country that allows homosexuals to roam and to seduce the young shall be destroyed. Any country that has defamed my son in the holy sacrifice of the Mass will be destroyed. My child and my children, I know how concerned you are with the sternness of the message, but you must understand the truth must be told. It is only by truth that you can be saved. Our Lady is pointing over now to her left side. That would be our right side. And over, I can see a map. And I know it's a map of Europe, Western Europe. There's something going on there. It has not started, my child, but there will be great confusion and war shall break out in the western part of Germany. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her right side, our left side, and there's another map, and I see Israel and countries about it. They're all aflame, and the way it's circular, it looks like part of the flames that I saw coming out from within the ball before. Wars, my children, are a punishment for man's sins. The war shall increase, and the carnage shall increase, and those who are living will often envy the dead. So great will be the suffering of mankind. All of this suffering, my children, mankind has brought upon himself. When he left the eternal Father, he turned to Satan, and this is his reward. Oh, my children, pray, pray, pray for your vicar. There will be another attempt upon his life. Pray for your vicar. Do not judge him by the medias, for he is a good man with a heart that is soft, and often he can be misled. However, he is a good man, and he is one who I keep now under my mantle for his protection. But we need your prayers, my children, your masses and your sacrifices, if you want him to remain among you. As I say, I will repeat again, there will be another attempt upon his life, and this one, my child, shall be serious. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side, that would be her left side, and she's lifting her rosary, the beautiful golden crucifix with the beads of all colors, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is kissing her crucifix, and she is also touching her first fingers to her lips. My child, you must make it known to all that all of the rosaries blessed this evening and all of the sacramentals shall be used in the future for cures and conversions. Cures of the body and the spirit, conversions of the soul, conversions of unbelievers.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 30th, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you now and your listeners once again. Now I have a continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Now, as the messages given to Veronica from heaven are a continuation of the Fatima messages, I have in my file the following extract of a message of Fatima from a German newspaper, the News Europa, dated October 15, 1963, by Louis Emmerich. Its message impressed diplomatic circles in Moscow. Pope Paul VI permitted not only Kennedy, but also Khrushchev to have a look at the third part of the Secret of Fatima, which the Mother of God revealed in 1917. those who directed world politics were appalled by its contents, just as Pope Pius XII, Pope John XXIII, Pope Paul VI had been. On that day, the Blessed Virgin showed herself for the third time to the three children, Jacinta, Francesco, and Lucy. The Mother of God revealed a special message to Lucy, which stated in particular, "Do not trouble, dear child. I am the Mother of God who is speaking to you and asking that you announce the following message to the entire world in my name. On doing so, you will meet with strong opposition, but be strong in faith, and you will triumph over all opposition. Listen carefully and remember what I tell you. Good people must be better. They must implore God to forgive the sins they have committed and will in the future commit. You ask me for a sign so all may comprehend the words which I am addressing to mankind through you. You have just beheld the miracle of the sun. Everybody saw it, believers and non-believers. And now, announce it in my name. A great chastisement will come over all mankind, not today or tomorrow, but in the second half of the 20th century, to be continued." Now, I have my first testimony here, and it is from New York. "To Our Lady of the Roses, my husband and I went to Bayside. The shrine was just beautiful. We saw a rosary turning to gold on the bus, and Jesus answered a prayer for me at the vigil site. My husband for several months was ill with diarrhea. He took some cancer slide tests, and they came out positive. After going to Bayside, he was totally cured. He went to the doctor, and the doctor, before going to the doctor, his blood was low, and he was anemic and losing blood from the rectum. Now he is fine. I am so grateful to our Lord and our Lady. We pray the rosary daily now, and we have many graces, faith, and peace of mind. It sure is a great joy to know we were picked to make atonement at Bayside. I am very grateful and hope to go there as many times as possible." And then that is signed. And then I have another party here for Enwell, New York, and it reads as follows. "I would like to write you to tell you of some miracles that happened to me while holding the rose petal and praying. First of all, 2 years ago, I had a mammogram and was told there were calcifications. I was very frightened and started praying very hard and held the blessed rose petal in my hand while praying. I also pressed it against the area I was told was changed. I realized this is hard to believe, but I had to pick up the x-rays to go to a specialist in another town. I looked at the x-rays myself, sat down, and prayed the rosary. While I was praying, something made me get up and look at the x-rays again. This time I noticed that out of the 6 x-rays, there was a different name on one. I called the hospital and was told to bring them back to be checked. Seems another x-ray was placed in my set accidentally. Was it the grace from God? I did not have any problem, I was originally told. I truly believe this was a miracle. Every doctor said the same, because things like this don't happen. I will always be grateful to our dear Lady and Blessed Lord for the great favor. Recently repeated the mammogram and held the rose petal while they were taking x-rays. Everything was fine. Another miracle involves my daughter. She was held back a year at school, and I never was comfortable with this, as she is a high honor student. She wanted to be with friends of her own age, my husband and I went through a lot of talks with the school people, and while holding the rose petal, my daughter is now in the new grade with her friends. This too is not done very often at the last 10 weeks of school. I realize it's hard to understand the story, but I know it too was a grace of God and will be forever thankful. That's the end of that, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance, and thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.